Good evening. If you've got your Bibles with you and would like to read along, I'll be in Proverbs chapter 3 and chapter 4. Depending on the time, I'd like for us to look at these two chapters. Proverbs, we did a Sunday morning Bible study couple of years ago, of Proverbs, and there you can kind of divide it into some themes, some different issues, and definitely chapter 3 and chapter 4 kind of deal with God's Word, His wisdom, keeping it in your life, applying it to your life, and it's a very very practical, even though it was written so long ago, it applies to our lives today. And as we go through this, try to imagine it being written to you today. Excuse my voice. Starting in verse 1, it says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck." This part right here is very similar to Deuteronomy 6 about, you know, binding the law in your heart and putting it on, you know, teaching it to your children and so forth. It says, "Let not mercy and forsake and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." That verse right there, if we lived by that, how could you not help but be a Christian? To trust in the Lord with all your heart, to trust that the things He has said for us to do, whether it is baptism, whether it is how to live, etc. And then the next one, and lean not on your own understanding. The whole world, in a lot of ways, does that. They lean on their own understanding. The funny thing about that is their own understanding changes from era to era. They're, you know, I can't even keep up. Is eggs good or bad for you? You know, from day to day it changes. You know, that this is supposed to be good for you. This is the way that should be accepted by man. What is accepted by man 1 year is not in another year. And it changes all the time. But it says, trust in the Lord. That's something that never changes. Ever. And we can bank on that. Verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." This next verse, verse 7, is very similar to one of the passages we looked at today in Romans 12. Verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions." We looked at that verse today, Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all to the name of the Lord. And here, honor the Lord with your possessions. We looked at the idea that whatever the gift you have, if it's in ministry, if it's with prophecy, if it's with giving, it says give with liberality and cheerful. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. I don't know if growing up, if we ever enjoyed discipline. But discipline done properly is always done out of love. And we know that God is perfect. We know that anything God does is good and proper and just. And it says, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Could you imagine a child that is never corrected? The animal that they would turn out to be? And God doesn't want that for us. For whom he loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. There's a big difference there. You know, people that find wisdom and people that get, that understand. And God wants us to fully understand his word. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare. You think of all your heart's desire, all the things that the world strives after, that we want, that we hold value. It can't compare with the Word of God and with wisdom of the Word of God and with understanding of the Word of God in our hearts. Verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Have you ever been troubled with sin, guilt, worry? Even at night, you can be physically so tired, but can't go to sleep because that's hounding you. And here, if you have the Word of God with you and understanding, when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. You don't have to close your eyes wondering, when's the axe going to fall? When's the sin going to catch up? It can be sweet. Verse 25, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. This goes along with that verse we looked at this morning about if it's as much as it's in with it, up to you, be at peace with all men. And here it says, when it is in the power of your hand to do, you do it. If it's up to you, you do those things. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. I don't know if you've ever had neighbors like that. You know, that they just do harm, and they're the last people on the face of the earth that you'd want to live next to you. Don't be that to others. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. I find that interesting. Surely he scorns the scornful. People that are always critical and scorning others, what do they get in return? They get scorn from the Lord. But the humble, the meek, they get grace. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. And it continues into chapter 4 with similar messages. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Recently we had a lesson in the Sunday morning Bible class of the parables of Jesus, the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son. And don't you know, when the son reached his bottom, he thought of home. He thought of his father. He thought of what it was like at home. And he would return. And here it says, you know, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. It says wisdom, not just facts, not knowledge. Get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Like that, in all you're getting, that kind of sounds like an old Southern saying. My mom or dad would give me something and say, where'd you get all this? Is great. Where'd you get it? From the getting place. You know, they wouldn't tell you where they got it, from the getting place. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. This is one of the obstacles that many people have with the gospel, is submitting to instruction. Many people have an attitude, you're not the boss of me. You know, don't tell me what to do. And I really don't think anybody comes to the full understanding of the gospel and to submit and to be humble enough to admit sin in your life, to realize that you need to be saved. And with that kind of pride. And it says, keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter, verse 14, do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. Isn't that the truth? They're, you know, evil people, bad people, they're not happy unless others are doing bad too. They want others to stumble. And I don't know if it's maybe because, I don't know why people are like that. I don't know if it makes them feel that, well, everybody's doing it, or they feel bad about themselves and they want others to sin. But we look around and we see that as the truth. And it says, they do not sleep unless they have done evil. If the day has been complete and they haven't done something bad, they can't go to, you know, it's not been a good day unless I've caused somebody else to stumble. That's the devil taking over. Verse 17, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. That's what they fill themselves with, is wickedness and violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. It's obvious. A path that is shining like the sun, you can't miss. It's not like, I didn't know which one to take. This dark path that is evil, or this one that is lit up like the sun. We can't blame as people. We can't blame. We don't know. But if we're following the world that says up is down, evil is good, bad is okay, they confuse it. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Have you ever been walking in the dark and you stub your foot, you stub your, you know, walk along? You don't even know what it is that's caused you to stumble. Especially, you know, out camping or somewhere, it's just pitch dark. You're walking around and you stub your foot. You don't know if it's a rock, a tree root, whatever. And they do not know what makes them stumble when you're in darkness. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. It's saying, make a conscious effort in your life, the direction you're going. I don't know if anybody's ever gone the right way without effort. The people that just kind of drift through life, they usually don't follow the right path. They usually get off the path unless they're making a concerted, conscious effort. And then it ends up, do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. I find it amazing. I love studying Proverbs and Psalms. The next chapter, this is talked about the wisdom of God, His Word, the path of the Lord, to listen, to gain understanding, to stay focused, and that's kind of where it is. Stay focused on the path. Don't turn to the right or the left. Be careful of going to the evil ways. Chapter 5. If you want to study something this week, read chapter 5. And it talks about the deceitfulness, how sin can just reach up and grab you subtly. It's scary. That at first, it looks harmless. But it can grab you. And before you know it, you're pulled into sin. And if you want to study something this week, look at chapter 5. It's a natural flow of what is being talked about here in Proverbs. To my knowledge, everybody here is baptized. None of us need the invitation to put your Lord on in baptism, but the invitation is always there for Christians to repent. If there's something in your life that is a draw for you to get off the path, that is enticing you to do evil or to look to the right or to the left when we're told to look straight ahead, put that behind you. Repent from that. If there's anything keeping you from you and your God, it's not worth it. If you need prayers of the congregation, I know this congregation has been very, very active in prayer recently for people. Whether it be health, loss of loved ones, some spiritual needs, et cetera, et cetera. And if you need prayers, let us know. If you have any concerns, let us know. But we never like to end an assembly, a worship assembly, without offering the invitation to people. If you need to respond, please come forward while Curtis leads us in the invitation song. Let us stand and sing while Curtis leads us. And if you need to respond, please come forward.